This information is from the Leave No One Behind conference held on Zoom on Friday the 3rd of December 2021. It was a one-day online conference for self-advocates, their families and carers, plus the right professionals to make a difference. We had some workshop discussions, and this is one of the questions that was asked. What should services do for people and families who are still shielding or stuck inside? What is the path to a better future for them?
Lots and lots of support, very small steps, a skilled team working with people. Good communication, engage with the person and family, get in touch and listen to what would help them personally. Help people learn how to go out with one-to-one. It's a problem getting staff. Think about recruitment in our own communities. Adapting services. Have an online offer, phone call or Zoom services you have to keep adapting. Keep providing things for people to do. Have a budget for people to do things. Digital inclusion is very important. Include this as part of care assessments. Provide equipment and support to get online. Make support to access online communities a part of the service specifications with provider organisations. Make sure support staff get the training they need to support people to get online. Reassess people as soon as possible, because for lots of people, their needs will have changed since the start of the pandemic. Support people to be a part of their local communities so that they have natural support in place. People will want to feel like they belong, and someone will miss them if they are not there. Make sure that risk assessments are not stopping people from being a part of their local community. Try and understand where the gaps are in voluntary and community services so that we can fill in the blanks. Look at what has been done well through the pandemic. Learn from this and share the good stuff. Communication is essential in all forms. Because someone does not use words to communicate does not mean that they cannot communicate. Make sure that everyone knows what communication aids work for each individual. Small is often beautiful. When services become too big, they can be less coordinated and less person-centred. More support for mental health. What does it mean and how can we look after it? Support to understand more about mental health and staff skilled in supporting. Have welfare checks for those known to services. Even just a phone call so people don't feel forgotten or abandoned. Have a plan for who should do this. Health and social care can work together to make sure it happens.